This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to focus your mind and your life on God for just a few minutes. The most important thing in your life, your relationship with God. We need time with God every day, don't we? How much God wants to be involved in our lives, and how often we overlook this foundation of our spiritual lives, time with God each day. Well, we're looking this week at the theme of dealing with discouragement. And one of the most beautiful passages in the Bible comes towards the end of Romans chapter 8. Paul says in verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? If he was willing to give up his own son to die on the cross for us, to make a way for us to be forgiven and come into relationship with him, how can we think that he wouldn't give us more than just that if he's already given us the biggest thing? Who will bring a charge against God's elect?" he goes on. "God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, 'For your sake we are being put to death all day long, we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.' But," Paul says, "in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, and in case I've forgotten anything, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, the concept is really simple, isn't it? That God is in control. That the devil is a defeated enemy. That what we need to do is to trust God because he's proven his love for us by giving his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. Yes, it's simple truth, but it can be difficult to apply, can't it? How good it would be for you to actually print out this text from your Bible, put it on your mirror, and as you're getting ready each morning, read over it, memorize it, learn it, remind yourself constantly. No problem is too big for God. Nothing can separate us from God, no matter what is happening in the world around us, what would tend to discourage us. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You when you know that someone loves you and will take care of you, you can face anything with confidence, and you have that in God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.